Okay, I'm here with
Paul.
Easy to remember. So, Paul, are you from North Texas?
I am, yes.
Where at?
Watauga.
Watauga. So you're just a little bit north of me. I'm over in Fort Worth.
Okay. Right.
So what brings you out to our little gathering here?
I hope a good dose of common sense, because I believe in this little sign I'm holding up here, and that we have political leaders. We have President Obama. We've got John Kerry, George W. Bush. You know, we're all saying that Islam is a religion of peace. And yet it's not a religion of peace. They're murdering people every day in the name of Islam. And I have no association with this website, but if you go there, they've got a body count every day, every week, a total body count. And it is anything but a religion of peace. So if these so-called leaders are saying something like that, they have no credibility to reality. So why should we listen to them or vote for them?
What do you think will be accomplished by this humongous gathering? It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger on this side here. What do you think will be accomplished by all this?
I think that just the standing up for our basic rights and the Constitution, and this is America, and we are a law-abiding people, and I think that this is just a show of the fact that we are tired of all this junk, the junk of the deception.
Wait a second here. Apologize for that. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, let me just turn to this one here, okay?
Okay.
Because this is a term I recently found.
Did you create these yourself?
I did. But this Al-Takya, okay, this is in their faith. They believe that they can deceive an infidel for their own gain and benefit. Okay, so they say that they go right over there is their side, and they say, we believe in Jesus, we love Jesus. That's to assimilate, to try to make you feel more comfortable with them while they slit your neck. Okay.
Do you believe that the Garland Mayor's office, the Garland ISD, the persons that orchestrated this here at the Culver Center? Fell under this spell of Takiya?
Well, I don't know. I do know this, that I just tried to walk over and walk into that conference, and I was stopped by a police officer who said that it's private. I believe in free speech. Okay, so they can have their free speech. But why am I not allowed in that building?
That is a great question. They said it was private?
Yes, it's private. They basically rented that building out. They bought all the parking slots, and no one like me can go in there.
Well, that's interesting. I was wondering about that earlier because I saw everybody over here and all the cars over there. I walked over there, and I'm like, isn't this a public building and so on and so forth? But they told you it was a private thing, huh?
Yeah, private event because they paid for it and they rented it out.
Did you have an opportunity to contact anybody prior to coming here today with a phone call, an email, a letter, or anything like that?
I have contacted my elected representatives more since Obama's been in office than I have the whole rest of my life. It's not that hard to do. I've developed a website where it's very easy to do, and I'm not just going to sit down and quietly get rolled over by Islam or anything else.
You say you created a website. Do you want to get a free plug in here?
Sure. It will hopefully be up February 1st. And it's the website URL is wearewethepeople.net. And it's an action website. In other words, there's lots of conservative websites out there like Drudge and InfoWars and The Hill and all this. But it's news, okay? And there are a lot of people, I believe, that read that news and they say, doggone it, I wish it wasn't that way. So my site has the same news on it, but it has a button down there that says, if you'd like to tell your elected officials that you do not want them to vote for that, or you do want them to vote for that, click here. So it's an action.
So one last thing here, and I'll let you go. What would you like to tell your Muslim neighbors across the street here if you had the opportunity to do it?
I would simply hold up this first card and ask them to respond to it.
And what kind of a response do you think you would get?
It would be easy to know whether it was the truth, okay? Because Islam is not a religion of peace. Do you know, who knows of a more violent religion on the planet than Islam? And so I'd simply ask them, if it really is a religion of peace, why are you killing everybody? Why is it in the news all the time?
Paul, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. May I have your permission to go ahead and post this on the Christian Apologetics Project website?
Yes, sir, you may.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.